This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about cats who basically act like the very best healthcare aides. Because many cats do have an uncanny ability to know what their human charges need, and even when they are about to pass away. One such cat was described in a story by Anna Heaney in our most recent cat book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Clever, Curious, Caring Cat. Anna explains that she was working as a night nurse in a nursing home. And one night, when she went to check on a light that had been left on, she heard a cat meowing. She says, "As it turned out, the residents had adopted a stray cat who had come in the front door. They had worked out a lottery system for who would keep the cat each night and feed it. Contraband from dinner would include tuna fish sandwiches and hamburgers, along with the usual bread for the birds, which all the nurses overlooked. When Anna gave her report the next morning and mentioned the cat, the director of nursing was not happy, as she hated cats. But the residents of the nursing home voted 41-1 to keep the cat, and so she was overruled. That cat provided a lot of entertainment for the residents and the staff at the home. He would ride around on the meds cart as Anna made the rounds of the residents. Anna says, "The cat was the sensation of the nursing home. Then one night, the cat did something unusual. It jumped on a resident's bed. The resident had been very sick, and she died in her sleep with the cat keeping her warm." Anna further reports, "As time went on, the cat repeated this behavior every time a resident was about to pass away. The nurses were able to notify the resident's family and friends in time. The cat even predicted deaths that the staff didn't expect. He had a 100% track record. That cat made the older residents feel comfortable, especially as they grew nearer to death. He brought peace to everyone in the nursing home, except for the director of nursing." Darlene Parnell reports on another cat that acted as a healthcare aide. In Darlene's story, she tells us that she is known for rescuing cats, mostly strays. She says, "I have a theory that cats pick us more than we pick them. I've only rescued a couple of cats from a shelter. The cats I have had over the years have mostly just shown up on my doorstep. I've literally had cats run onto my front and closed porch as I opened the door. Cats instinctively know who they can trust." Darlene tries to find homes for the cats that come her way, or she returns them to their original homes if they're just wandering. But sometimes a cat will stay, and that was the case with KD, a male cat who arrived and refused to go back to his original home. KD had a sixth sense for which human needed him most at any given time. Darlene says KD would sleep with whomever he felt needed him the most each night. He was quite the therapy cat. When Darlene's mother had a stroke and could no longer care for herself, she became KD's mission. He wouldn't leave her side. In the afternoons, he would nap beside her and nestle next to her, purring loudly. Darlene's mother lost her ability to speak as a result of the stroke, and she seemed so sad, but she came alive around KD. She would scoop him up and pull him close to her chest. The only time the family saw her engaging was when she was cuddling KD. KD spent his days with Darlene's mother, only venturing out to the rest of the family when she was asleep. He'd visit everyone for a little while and then go back to spend the night with his human charge. Darlene says, "That cat was persistent, dependable, and faithful to my mother. 13 long, arduous years after my mother had her stroke, she left this earth. KD continued to wait for her return, lying in her spot on the bed. We cried and mourned my mother's death and KD's fierce loyalty to my mother." Amazingly, a week after Darlene's mother died, KD died too. His mission was over, and it was his time to rest too. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories about remarkable cats from Chicken Soup for the Soul, my clever, curious, caring cat. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and from our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You will get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is at Amy Newmark, and you'll see links to the free stories and to this podcast. Come back for our next episode to hear about an exciting new line of Chicken Soup for the Soul books for babies, toddlers, and kids in early elementary school. Our new books are adorable and so entertaining for little kids, and so very chicken soupy. They help teach kids values like sharing or saying please without the kids even realizing that they're learning something.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.